Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the game started on an ominous note when Coco Azuma fielded the opening kickoff in the end zone and slipped bringing it out at the 11-yard line, giving the Wildcats poor field position. They went three and out, punted it to the Huskies, who took over on their own 37. But on third down, Anto Saka came up with a sack for Northwestern, forcing a punt, which A.J. Henning returned for 18 yards, giving the Wildcats better field position at the 34. But they went three and out, punted it back to the Huskies, and this time Washington would not only convert on a third down situation, a third and 11 pass to Jonah Coleman, or rather an 11-yard run by Coleman, then an 11-yard pass from Will Rogers the third to Denzel Boston, and then Rogers would go looking for Boston again. Here's Rogers back to throw, takes a deeper drop, wants to go deep, now he airs it up, going for Boston, in the end zone, over the shoulder catch, touchdown Washington. The big play for the Huskies, 46 yards, Azuma the defender on the play, that ball hung up there for what seemed like an eternity, but it was right on the money. And that made it 7-0. That's how it was at the end of the first quarter, but the Huskies were on the drive after the Wildcats had picked up their first down of the game, but ended up punting it back to the Huskies. Pinned it back on their own 8, but they put an 88-yard, 11-play drive together, which ended with a 31-yard field goal to make the score 10-0 Washington. The Huskies would add to their lead, the Cats punting it to Washington, a 36-yard punt by Luke Akers, returned by Boston, 25 yards down to the Northwestern 31. They got it down to the Wildcats 13, and a familiar combination clicked again. Play fake. Here's Rogers looking, lost to the end zone. Boston's there, touchdown. Put it in just the right spot, about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Second touchdown pass today from Rogers to Boston. And it is 16-0 Huskies. 17-0 with the extra point. But on the Wildcats' ensuing drive, they got a pass interference penalty that got it out to their 40-yard line. Then a 15-yard pass from Jack Lausch to A.J. Henning got it into Washington territory. A sack and a false start penalty forced a punt. But Washington was pinned back on their own 6-yard line, and they put some pressure on the quarterback, Rogers, in the end zone. He was called for intentional grounding, and by rule, intentional grounding in the end zone is a safety. And so the Wildcats were on the board 17-2, and a 37-yard return by Joseph Hyman gave the Cats good field position near midfield. On 4th and 1, they converted, but they ended up punting the ball back to the Huskies, who would in turn punt it back to them. And the half would end after an interception of Jack Lausch by Washington. Huskies would try a 51-yard field goal that was wide left on the last play of the half. And so at halftime, it was 17-2. In the third quarter, the Cats would recover a Washington fumble at the Huskies' 33-yard line, and that would lead to their only points in the second half. Well, Hulker to snap. Here's the snap. The kick is up. The kick is good. And the Wildcats creep closer with 5:07 to go in the third. They put up 3 after the fumble recovery. 18-yard field goal for Jack Olson. But they had had the ball at the 4-yard line of Washington and had to settle for the field goal. On the last play of the third quarter, Rogers connected with Coleman for 16 yards to the Northwestern 18th. They got it down to the 8, and Coleman took it in from there to make it 24-5. Hyman returned the ensuing kickoff 96 yards. He was taken down at the 2-yard line. The Wildcats had first and goal. Then a defensive holding call gave them first and goal at the 1. Ended up fourth and goal at the 1. And Lausch's pass was incomplete. The Cats came away with nothing. And that was essentially it. 24-5, the final score.